menemu melalui mimpiku.
Here is the news. Member countries of ASEAN expressed their concern about the ongoing crisis in Myanmar at the 58th ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Wednesday. Regarding Myanmar, Foreign Minister Sugiono said after attending the 58th AMM in Kuala Lumpur on Wednesday that Indonesia wants peace in the country. He informed that during the meeting, ASEAN foreign ministers expressed concern for Myanmar, which is a member of ASEAN and a part of the ASEAN family. Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Minister Rini Widiantini has affirmed that her ministry will ensure the sustainable and professional implementations of the Sekolah Rakyat Tuition Free School Program. According to a statement released on Wednesday, she said the role of the Ministry of Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform must be carried out well to support the operations of Sekolah Rakyat to run sustainably and professionally. That's the news.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Alok Galing Lasong Laban. It is a song from Sambas Regency. This song often accompanies a dance called Alok Galing. Alok Galing itself is a term for a traditional rice pounding tool of Sambas people. The lyrics of the song contain expressions of happiness of the Sambas people during harvest time, making amping a Sambas specialty. Amping is made from roasted rice, then pounded using pestle and mortar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Alok Galing Lasong Laban by Sumastika S. and Friska Juliana. Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Izinkanlah ku kecup keningmu, bukan hanya ada di dalam angan. Esok pagi kau buka jendela, kan kau dapati seikat kembang merah. Kau tahu ku mulai bosan bercumbu dengan sepi. Izinkanlah aku kenang sejenak perjalanan. Dan biarkan aku mengerti apa yang tersimpan di mata. Ada tersisa butiran cinta, dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Aku tak tahu di mana.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, whatever you are doing right now, I hope that you are able to do your best, and this can give you much goodness, even can be your windfall profit. Well, listener, now this is the time for me to share you our wise word. It has something to do with quote of the day. Now it is from Muhammad Hatta. He said, "We must never stop speaking the truth." Well, great. Muhammad Hatta is the first vice president of Indonesia, and he is also known as a leader with strong determination, compassion in sharing, modest, honest, and as well as wisdom in diplomacy. Do you know Muhammad Hatta? Yes, he was the first vice president of Indonesia. And hopefully, whatever it is, you know, listener, speaking the truth is really, really good for us, because when we are able to connect it, and the truth that we mention, that we convey to many people, people will also believe in us. Oh,
kau baik-baik saja. Pujaan hati, andai kau tahu, ku sangat mencintai dirimu. Hei pujaan hati, setiap malam aku berdoa kepada Sang Tuhan, berharap cintaku jadi kenyataan, agar ku tenang meniti kehidupan. Hei pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati. Mengapa kau tak membalas cintaku?
Welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instrument from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Oppe nuang amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu bodang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidoa mahami, tangan mabotohon, ujung nga jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga jangi adorak soni dokon jumulohami marsatabi amang batara guru humudul batara guru padapotan nama lo mangazari jojor jojor manuturi asa merguru hami tupatik nyamata debata baik damang majo godang batara gurui.
Karo Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This Regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen.
because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called gendang lima sedalenen, ranggutna sepuluh dua. telu. Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng keteng as an ideal chordophon or tube zither, as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyanos culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singindungi, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singindungi player is called pangguwa. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugung. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow sarune needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are sarune, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, panganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa. Yeah. Tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Eupratix Poltz. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here's the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
Siap susah sarang dia.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Selamat malam. Voice of Indonesia.